What you're holding over here is a shadow of the Tochen, which has one part of the Hakdama, and then that's chapter 1, 2, and 3. But so that's really the main chapters. Hopefully, after we finish learning this, we're going to have a better idea of what Emunah means, what the Tochen means, and how to basically really how to apply it in our daily life. And I'm not sure if this is the usual here. One take. That's the raffle. Pull up, get some. Tell them the host is supposed to make sure that you got it recorded. The recording is not working. The host has to put it on. I don't know how to do it. Okay, let's begin over here. Before we learn about Shaar V'Tochen, the Shaar V'Tochen starts in this little booklet. Starts on page 11. But I'm hoping to. Before we get to Shaar V'Tochen, though, I want to put down a few fundamentals about Emunah and about V'Tochen that I found out that because less of it is known, it confuses people what Emunah is, what V'Tochen is, and more so how to apply it. So on page one, you have, for example, Emunah, the fundamentals of just a few in Yonah that we'll need to be able to properly take what we're learning and say, the people are saying Yiddish over here. Okay. If it was one thing that they gave me seichel, my story is I was working with my father for about 20 years in business, and then suddenly my whole life changed on me. I was taken, and I found myself in a place called prison and the jail, whatever it was. And it's a big Nisoyan, obviously. Your whole life changes. Things separate from your family. People are saying things about you, Mama Shemeshuga. And as I'm going through this thing, nothing happened in one day. It happened, it took a little while to think. But the ikir was the one decision David gave me seichel to make was, Ich darf es tun wie ein Jid. Wie ich gehe weiter, after the Jid. I was once by Fabringen and I heard the Rebbe say, we darf every single day, Nisoyan. But if a Nisoyan comes, I do it like a Jid. That was an interesting take I heard, and I guess it came back to me. And this is what I want to bring out is that we have, as everybody sitting in this room knows well, there is a way to understand life the way a Yid understands it, and there's a way to understand life the way Goyim understands it. And too often we find ourselves being presented with ideas that are. I think we should once again. So what do you say this of a Yid? A Yid and Yid has B'tochen. What are the things you know? That's what we're going to learn. And Emunah is, we all know Emunah is at top of page one. Emunah is from this, the Rambam counts and Mitzvah Aseh. The Eibishter wants us to. The Eibishter has a mitzvah to a mitzvah said that the tzivu, the Eibishter commands us to believe in the Eibishter as the Eibishter is higher and greater than any limitations. And he's a Eilu, he creates the whole world. That now, just to say that the Matan Torah, well, again, did I say this? I'm not sure. I just came across so many people that rather are schwach with it, so it's important to point out. When David said, "Anich Hashem Elokecha," David was saying it not to one person. David was saying it to Gans Klal Yisrael. There's millions of people, men, women, and children standing there, and they all saw this nevuah. Also, how the Eibusha comes to Hasis and Nechshem Elokecha. And do you say this? He says the foundation, the royal foundations, is that we have to know that the Eibusha creates us. But here is the challenge. The challenge is too often the belief remains above who we really are. And the only way to take belief and bring it down to change is who we really are is first to understand, as much as a person is able to understand, that we have a creator, and the creator is not just a Metzius in Himmel, but he's very much we are created by him, and we have a purpose in life, and every part of our life has been created by him. It's not that Abishan knows where you are, the Abishan is putting you where you are. Remember the first night I was thrown into a place called it was a solitary confinement, and my couple of Yishvumen, it was like I was like, Mamasha, why is this happening to me? And then I realized that the Eibusha knows where I am, and I'm trying to call out for help. Eibusha, the Eibusha is creating me there. So this idea, everybody in this room knows, what does that mean practically? In practical means when a person finds himself in a good matzav. Don't get too big with yourself. The Eibush is putting you there. And if you have a shvera matzav, don't get down on yourself because the Eibush is putting you there. Why? Because the Eibush wants us to be remain like Avraham Avinu. The Eibush wants us to overcome the nisayon and to realize everything's from him and to act accordingly. Not to say, oh, the Eibush forgot about me. And in such a situation, I can't be a yid. In such a situation, whatever the Yitzhak wants to say. That's what Amunah means. So Amunah is, as I put on the bottom of the page, a small word from the Shulah Kodesh, Shlichus HaBris, and he writes that when you say Zekeli Van Veyu, he says when a person understands something, it becomes part of him. You see the third line? Ka'ayadiyah nitfeses belev. The third line, the last five at the left side. Kayadiyah nitfeses belev. Somebody, when you know something, that's what affects your heart. So people are always busy. I want to feel, I want to not only understand, I want to feel what I'm learning. And the answer to that is because when you understand as much as you can understand at that level, that's the way they're able to take their munna and make it into reality. So a person, you see people, there's a famous in the Gemara says a ganef, can be busy stealing. He's digging a tunnel to get into somebody's house. And what is he doing? He's calling to Abish to help him. He's not a Meshuggah. We're not talking about Meshuggahim here. Elomai, the Ganef by him, the Munna didn't come down to reality. It's not real. Why is it not real? It's not real because he doesn't understand. He's just leaving it. Munna is above you. What's the turn the page on page two? What's the fundamental? So the meaning of a Munna means Hashem creates everything. Hashem, he continually creates everything every moment. Hashem is the only power that controls anything, and Hashem is the ultimate good. That's all in the category of Emunah. And later, as we go on to Shara B'Tochum, these foundations become very, very much important to remember. I'm just putting it, I put it in the front because you can reference back to it. Emunah also means to train yourself, like Imun, Imun Yadayim, and Emunah also means faithfulness. You're faithfully serving the Eibushter. What's the fundamentals of B'Tochum? B'Tochum becomes... Here, have some more copies. Anybody wants over there? Where's the copies? B'tochen gets a little bit more less understood, and this is something personally I myself, and that's why I'm always bringing it up. And I always find this that B'tochen, the munna part, we all have more and more, better and better, whatever it is. I don't want to say less. But when it comes to B'tochen, there's always a feeling by people that if they're having B'tochen, the Eibush is going to change something for them. Somehow, it's affecting their munna to be makabel. The Eibush does. Hayez, the Eibush does. Everything the Eibush does is good. So why am I asking for something different, right? And to a certain degree, it's a misplacement of B'tochen. B'tochen really means, and I'll soon show it to you inside, B'tochen really means you have a need. B'tochen means a person has a need. It could be a need of money, it could be a need of a gesund, it could be a need of a shidduch, kid, children, whatever the person is going through life, everybody has needs to be able to serve the Eibush. And the Eibush wants a year to trust him, then he'll give it to him. So when a person hears the word of B'tochen, why do they think? What do I know is better for me? How do I know it's good for me? Right? For his basic, I spoke today to a mother, and the mother is has a son who has a big problem and needs a big yeshua, and she kept on saying to me, she wants to do what Eibush wants. She wants what Eibush wants. I said, what's good for what Eibush knows is good. What Eibush knows is good. I asked her, what do you think is good? What do you think is good? And you couldn't get it out of her. Couldn't get it out of her to say, good is my son should come home. What is good? So here is where, but so this is where the clarity I'm hoping over the next few times of learning and understanding B'tochen means like this. B'tochen means the your B'teach and the Eibishter will give you what you're asking for. Now, when you say the word asking for, people might say, well, I want to. Right away, people get this idea that what they want and the head starts swimming. But we're talking about what you need to serve the Eibishter. There's no question that you can't serve the Eibishter if you don't have money. It does no question if you can't say it properly. You can't say this properly if you don't have a gezunt. If you know question. So if it's a chayla, and the chayla needs to be gezunt. So he has to have trust in David shall heal him. Quite partial. That's the now that goes together with the munna that whatever the Eibush did until now is exactly what it was supposed to be. And we're going forward for the future. The Eibush wants you to trust him to give you what you're asking for. And this is I want to set up, and later you'll see in the Shara B'Tochen, which is in the Sefer Chesed Kol Pesachos. This is written by Arishin. Arishin is a source. You'll see everything I'm telling you. It's not what I'm trying to present a bright side of things. This is Parshat Tedes Meisha. This is how the Eibush. This is Parshat what the Eibush tells you. So first of all, like this, B'Tochen is not a madrig. B'Tochen is an obligation. I'm on page two now. B'Tochen is an obligation. I remember myself. I guess a lot of these things I'm sharing with you today is things I have to work out in my own mind as I'm going through my B'Nisayon. And even now, every day, people think that B'Tochen means I'm a madrig. And I thought to myself, he's easier to be makabel than Abish is doing. So he says, look on the first two, things. I want to make this very clear because this will open up the eyes of everybody in a whole different way. In the Shara B'tochen Perek Zayin, he writes like this. It's in the actually in this book also, because I have Perek Zayin in the back also. The mitzvah Saberi is Baruch, and the mitzvah of the Abish there, the same dilemma I want to say, this is the words of the Rabbeinu Bachya. Tirosei, Eibishter tells us we should rely on him or lean on him and trust in him. And he says, the pasuk is, "V'she'amar uvechonuni no bezeis, test me." V'amar bitcho Hashem adiyah, trust in Eibishter forever. That's one. That's the safety holding here. Now there's another rishon, and his name is Rabbeinu Yehuda. If you're familiar with Rabbeinu Yehuda is one of the biggest rishonim that we have. He wrote many svarim. He wrote the famous sefer Shari Tshuva that everybody learns the Chiddush El. And in that sefer, he writes like this. And this is something I think you have to learn this by heart and remember this. And it says like this. There's a pasuk in Dvarim and Sheftim. It says, "Ki seitzei lamlucham alivecha." You go out to war. V'reisa suz v'rechav amravim cho. You'll see a lot of horses. In those days, there were tanks, those horses, chariots. Amravim cho, a big nation that's bigger than you, lay seated mehem, do not be afraid of them. I cannot be afraid. Imagine, picture this. You're standing in a battlefield, a soldier standing in a battlefield, he's facing over there. Him and his 10 friends are there, and he's facing 1,000 soldiers in front of him. How is he getting out of this problem? Zot Tere, don't be afraid. Why he's handled the bazed. He said, this is not only by war, I'm highlighted. You see, in Yidah Odom, a person sees Kitzorah Kreva, a person sees that he's a tzorah. He has a tzara face, facing a tzara, and it's kreva, it's close to him. Tia Yeshua Hashem Lvovei. He should place the Yeshua Hashem in his heart. Yiftachala, and you trust Eibishter to save. Even in a matziv, apitav, you can't be saved. We're Yidden. That's the point. We're Yidden, and because we're Yidden, this is what the Eibishter tells us to do. So it's an obligation. I remember going into court, and I learned Shabbat talking about that a lot of times, and here also the Rabbi Yehuda. And I said, sit in the morning, and every morning, the one sitting over there, the judge was always start reading from the paper. This is a case number this, and this. It's the United States of America against Shalmat Ravashna. It's an equal fight over here. Shabbat Chavash on one side and Israel America on the other side. And I said, look at this thing, and this will kept me up going. I said, and they don't stand a chance. David is going to help me. Let's see them, man. Not because I'm a wise guy. Because my job is, even if an amatzev that is sort of craver and the numbers don't seem to be able, apitava, to be helped, this is what Taylor is telling us. Now, how to get there again? I want to make clear. This is not a pep talk. This is not just saying this as a statement. Now, we're going to explain this. But these are, you say this. B'tochen means, where does it come from? Where's the Yisrael? So he tells, I'm going to tell you, where does the B'tochen come from? According to the Shara B'tochen that comes from the Pasuk, and according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, it's coming from the Pasuk. If you see a tzara close, you should have Yeshua Hashem B'vavcho and V'vove V'yiftachol and trust the Eibishter to save you, even in a matzav that you can't see Apidecha Tehava to be saved. I just want to say, ultimately, Baruch Hashem, I went to two court cases. I went to federal. I went through state. The state I won, when I got freed at the end, the day before Zeis Chanukah, I got notified that the case is closed and you're not getting out of jail for the next 18 years. And the next day, Hashem saved me. That was exactly how it happened. So a yid is not bederach tevet. A yid is not bound to tevet. If you came to this class, you have to realize, what are we trying to accomplish here? We're trying to accomplish via idav trachten. We know going to trach. But a goy trachts, he looks at his chances of teva. He knows, he thinks teva runs everything. We have the moon, everything comes from the Eibishter. And we also have to have betochen. That Eibishter, going forward, the Eibishter wants you to have betochen in him. Okay, so now we know what a moon is, what betochen is. So you need both. You see over here, the Ramban brings the next thing. You need to have a moon to have betochen. You can't have betochen without a moon. That says Aleph Beis Gimel. Aleph is a moon, Beis is betochen, and Gimel is Geula. A moon betochen is Geula. When you have Emunah, he says, the Rambam says, Emunah is like the tree, and the Petochen is like the fruit, the pri. So you could have Emunah without Petochen. That means you can have belief in the Eibishter and then have worries. Maybe you're not worthy of being saved. But if you have Petochen, you have to have Emunah also. And that's why the Rambam says a person is always called a Petochen, a Beteyach Bashem always is also a Maimon. So you have both. You have the right mixture of everything. Muna means as a. So how is betochel not a stira to a muna? Just to lay that down clear. If something happened already to a person, if something happened to me, a maimon never says it could have happened a different way. And for just this little part, how much time do we hear different being told differently? A maimon never questions if something happened If a person just takes this in, this is a very simple statement. A Maimon knows everything that happened until now from the Eibishter. He sees exactly what happened. He sees how the Eibishter made it happen, but it could have been different. You couldn't have married anybody else. You married, you couldn't have any children, different children. You couldn't have parents that were different also. Agam people think you could have different parents today. Today is a mishugin in the world. And the matzav that you know what it says at the end, it's also in this booklet. A Beter Bashem never wakes up in the morning thinking he could have been somewhere else. And I got up in the morning every single day for over 8 years. And this was a little room. The room was like a 6 foot by 8, a little with another guy inside locked in. So I was in a high security place. And I woke up if I woke up in the morning and I was in a place called, and I did get up out of a bed. It was like a plank and a little mat on top. And I had to make the anil from there. And I thought to myself, if I woke up here, I could not have woken up anywhere else. Now, this is Bemis, not just a from idea. It's a liberating idea. Because you realize I have to serve Hashem from wherever I am. You don't think, and my life was destroyed. And because this happened, this guy destroyed my life and that guy destroyed my life. And taket, wherever you are is exactly what the Eibishter wants you. Why? Because the Eibishter wants a yid. That matzav to show that this darkness that he's facing doesn't change him. That's what's going on. That's what's really going on. What's really going on is that Avraham Avinu never questioned the Eibishter. Why? Because not for either. The marshal Avraham Avinu was born in a place. Avraham Avinu never thought to himself that if he grew up with Neach. You know, Avraham Avinu and Neach lived in the same time. 58 years. Neach is 58, and they lived the same. It's easy to remember. Avraham Avinu understood that if the Eibishter put him in Ur Kasdim, away from everything, because the first year there had to be someone who found the Eibishter on his own. That was his job. It would have been a lot easier for Avraham Avinu to be living back in the yard. It would have been easier, a lot easier for Avraham Avinu if he would not have had a father who was a Getzen Dinah, was an idol worshiper. It would have been a lot easier for him. But that wasn't his job. His job was to grow up into this darkness and then to show that such a darkness can't extinguish Avraham Avinu's Ava to the Eibishter. And then I always say, Avraham Avinu went through 10 Nisyonos, not to 10 traumas. Yeah? Today, if something happens bad to a person with a trauma, and how much it affected you and didn't affect you, it's an external experience that has to be overcome with understanding that the Eibishter wants, even though you take a goal to watch it. We're not saying that it was hard to get up in a place for prison. I would not have gotten up in a place for prison. If I did, I had to make it with two swords. If I woke up over here, I couldn't have woken up anywhere else. That's it. And now, I woke up here, I have to have the talk on the Eibishter is getting me out of here. And even possibly today, I can't put a time to it, but today's a good day. What's wrong with today? Today's a good day. It's any day. So you get up and you energize, you're motivated, and you get up and you do what we'll learn how to have strength. And then came the good day, that one day the guard opened the door, said, rush and get out of here. That was it. That's how you gang it. So this is how you live together. So here's the middle of page 3. But talking focus on the future. And in the Rambam, it's interesting just to bring it down to a halacha. Halacha in Rambam. Look in the middle of page 3. You'll see halacha. It's in Hilchas Brachas, of all places. He says, Kololish shel dover. The oilam forever, all the time. Yitzak Adam ala osi, the person's always diving for the future. Because the future we can change through tefillah, through betachen. A yid has a koyach. And that's what they're trying to take. Yes, here to change the future. And Vivakish Rachamim, and his name is Rachamim for the future. But if something happened already, thank the Eibishter for what happened. Thank the Eibishter as much as you can for the past. So this is how you can live with the Munna B'tochen. B'tochen does not mean that you're giving up on your Munna. What it means, fakir, you can't have B'tochen without a Munna. You have to first begin with an Munna that wherever you are in life, whatever situation you're in. Again, I say, everybody talks about hardships, even in good times. Because in good times, it's in the same for itself. Everybody should be tested in good times. In good times, make a person also forget the Eibishter, Rahman al-Islam. So, wherever you are, that's what the Eibishter wants you to be. And from the past, you thank that you realize this is what the Eibishter wants of you. For the future, if it's something that's bothering you, the Eibishter wants you to trust him to get you out of the problem. Now, how to build up that betachen, we're going to get to in a few minutes. But I just want to lay down a few very fundamental things. And then you'll see as we're learning inside, the reason I want to learn inside, because people get up and start talking, mirat. What was I talking about? I heard differently. That guy said this. I'm not saying anything on my own. Everything I'm sharing with you is straight out of here. And if you want to find a different book, it was in today. But this is written by a Sefer, by Chavis Alvavis, is by Arishin, one of the Rishonim. And Arishin is a source. As a source, meaning if you have a Rishon, that's all you need to totally doing the right thing. Finally, B'tochen actually brings the gula. And you heard this from a lot of people. The same thing Yaakov brings of Shem Agro. You have this, all the Rabbeim say this. Trachgut v'zayin gut, trachgut. No, this word trachgut v'zayin gut. What's trachgut? Why are you trachting gut? So you're trachgut. You change things in the world. You have a moon, the Ebeshter runs the world, and you're trachting gut. You're going to change something. And the answer is trachgut means the reason why you're trachting gut is because you haven't b'tochen the Ebeshter zayin gut. Not b'tochen gut because you've decided only positive thoughts, positive thinking. And positive thinking has power. If you want to have positive thinking, you go into Barnes and Nobles if it's still in business. I don't know, but you go to a bookstore, you buy a lot of book positive thinking books. B'tochen is not positive thinking. You'll see soon. B'tochen is Aveda Hashem. And you're connected to the Eibishter, and the Eibishter does control the world, and the Eibishter does change things. When you have B'tochen, you talk good, because you know the Eibishter is going to help you. And on that alone, look at the next piece over here. You have to learn this. This is one of the biggest secrets. I don't know why people don't talk about it. There's a sefer called Sefer Ikrim. On the bottom of each cutout, there's a source where it comes from, so you can go look at it. And in the middle of the page, you have this. I'm going to read this word for word and let the words just sink in. This comes from a Sefer Ikrim. It's Rebbeisiv Albay. It's also one of the Rishayim who lived in the times of the Spanish Inquisition. He had a lot of Yikuchim with the Christians, and he wrote a Sefer called Ikrim. Ikrim means the Ikir Hadas. What does the Eid have to believe in? He says like this: Ki Midarach HaChesed, Chesed from the Eibishter, the way of Chesed, it has its nature, so to speak. Yeah, it's a way. Lahimoshech ala Beitchem Hashem. People want Chesed from the Eibishter. What type of person does Chesed come to? To those that are trust in the Eibishter. So if you want to make yourself a vessel, you want to make yourself something to draw down Chesed, it says the Ikrim, you have to work on your b'tochen. Kleimer, afim einu roi mitzad atzmi. Even if a person is not worthy mitzad atzmi, mederech habetochen, it's the way of b'tochen lehamshich. Chesed chinam ala b'tochen b'Hashem. B'tochen draws down chesed chinam. Chesed chinam means chesed that's not even earned, and those who trust in Hashem. And in the next piece, I'm not going to learn it inside, but the next piece he says, the problem is people hear that chesed chinam is available. They think chesed chinam is only available to those who are worthy, big people like Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, they don't trust Hashem properly, and that's why they don't get it. The person has not gained the b'tochen. He says that he has over here. The chesed chinam draws down B'tochen b'Hashem draws down Chesed Chinam. And finally, the Maral over here says, "Kamo Godel Mitzvah B'tochen Shebeitchem Be'Yisbarach B'Cholev." How great is B'tochen if you trust Eibishter in all your heart? At Shekol Hadvarim Nasan Loi L'Teiva. Eibishter makes him L'Teiva. Kemei Shoyi Eitzel Rebekiva Eitzel Nochem Mishgamzu. Yivnei Shuahu Hoye B'teich Be'Yisbarach Shiyat Hashem Bech Eitzel. Hakakol Yochad Eibishter will save him. Kemei Shoma B'tochen b'Hashem Adiyat Kleim. Ashaaf Shereim V'Cheshim Kifah Of the Tekvasim. Even though a person sees and thinks that it's over, it's gone. One said that, and that one said that. I got a letter, and the letter told me that the case is closed. Altes Yaish Rayukiku Baitchen by the Yat Kashem is Borch Yochel Shiasam, Kashasam Betrene Bay, where a person posted Betochen the Abishta or Alashem is Borch, I said, then the course of Betochen on the Abishta save him, Kashasam Betrene Bay, the same way he put his trust in him, Kachnachshav Zem, Machomas Hashem is Borch. So says the Maral. So this is a few fundamental things I want to talk about before we get into the actual Shara Betochen. And then the next piece, I'm not going to go do it now, but the next piece is about davening, the power of davening, and how Hashem never tells Yid to stop davening. Yid always has to keep on davening, because ultimately he will be answered, and the answer from the Eibishter is always, I will help you. Okay, so that's let's give a mishnah to page 11. Let's look at Tzad Shara B'tochen. This booklet, I was asked to come here to give a share a few days ago, a week ago, whatever it was. I didn't put the book together for the share. I put this book together because I wanted to prove, I showed if what this book is all about, that B'tochen means, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says this clearly. Again, he's one of the Rishayim, and so is other Rishayim I just showed. Clearly, B'tochen means that you're trusting Hashem to do the good you're asking him to do. Now, what good are you asking him to do? So if you take the word want, people say B'tochen means get everything you want. Right away you say the word want, and since want, the person has to take Yitzhahara, what you want, you don't know where size is coming from. But instead use the word want, say B'tochen has the keich to get everything you need. Why would you need anything? So look how he starts off his Shara B'tochen. Hakdomba. Amar Mechaber. The Mechaber says like this. This is the top Lashon is from the Sefer Chivas of Lovers direct. The bottom is in English. English is a language I don't really understand myself. And translations never really do good anyways. But so I'm going to read it in Lashon Kodesh. Everybody's okay with this? I don't hope so. Anyways, but I want to. It's important for me to explain to you what's going on over here. Maybe I'll read it in English, So you say better in the sense it's a little easier. I'll do that. Okay. But you see, up on top is everything in Lashon Kodesh. The author says like this: since our previous treatise means like this, the sefer called Chavis HaLevavos is written about 800, 900 years ago, times of Rashi Taisa, and he has. It's called Chavis HaLevavos, the obligation of your heart, because he's talking about Midos, Tevis, Avos Hashem, Midos Hashem, and Emunah, and he has 10 Sha'orim, 10 gates, because you go through gate one, gate two, gate three, gate four, gate five. Gate one is Emunah, and then you go to gate five, gate four is Betochen, and the gate 10 is about the Gat Avos Hashem. That's what he's heading to. What's gate three? He says, our previous treatise dealt with the duty to assume the service of Hashem. The previous Shah was talking about Shah Avedis Elikim, how a person comes to the realization that he has to serve the Eibishter. Or he says, I deem proper to follow it with a reason that, with Shah Betochen, the words missing here, being the great benefits, the seals to both of us. So the words that's missing here. So look on top on page, on the second line, I'm sorry, about this was okay, this I gotta fix this book. What's the most important thing for an Eved Hashem? That's trusting him in everything that he needs. That's what Betochen is. So here, think about this. He's putting down a foundation over here, and he's saying the reason I'm bringing Shah Betochen after Shah Vedas Elikim is because now that we've accepted the fact that we want to be an Eved Hashem, and I think everybody sitting in this room will agree that they would like to be or want to be Eved Hashem, serve the Eved. What's the most important thing for Eved Hashem to have? Which midah? So he says, what's the most important midah for you to have? Betochen, the most important midah. You're looking for to do something. What does Betochen mean? He says, Betochen, and everything you need. Because you can't be an Eved Hashem unless Hashem gives you what you need to serve Him. If you start with that, the person that obviously it you obviously this thinking, this way of understanding yourself suddenly puts you in a place where that's really where you want to be. You want to be as a, you're created for a purpose, created to serve the Eved. Oh, so if I see myself as Eved Hashem, if I need something, what am I going to need? I need something that's connected to serving the Eved. I need a house. Why? Because I want to raise a family. I need a family because I want to that's why mitzvah to continue the till Mashiach. And I need to have food because I have to feed my family. I have to have clothes. I need to have money. All these things. So you can't argue. People say, how do you know what you need? I tell you what I need. As for the Eved Hashem, I need to have everything I need to serve. You can't serve the Eved if you're sick. You can't serve the Eved if you're missing money. And you can't serve the Eved if you have all these problems. So he says the most important thing for the Eved Hashem is to know, to trust the Eved to do it. So this takes away a lot of questions that people ask. In this whole discussion, how do you know what's good for you? I mean, what do you mean, how do you know what's good for you? Because what I'm asking for is something which is connected to being able to live, which is, no, I want to live, not serve the Eved.
No extras, really.
Why no extras?
I'm saying if you don't need
No, 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 no. It doesn't mean bread and water. It means live.
No,
It means...
but there's extra things that you would like.
The Eved not good, and the Eved is extra also. But most people's with talking problems are usually in things they need pressure to live. They have to make the mortgage payment. They have to pay, they make the buy food, and they have to have clothes. And most people.
If you want to have a B'tochen, Hashem's gonna give you a mansion because you could do something more expensive.
Okay, so then he deals with that in Charlotte Revie. So we're gonna get to that. We're not gonna be able to get everything in one sitting. But you have to start with a foundation. If you start there, so clearly you see, betochen means you're asking the Eibishter. So that's it. The moon is I'm not going to wait to say, I won't serve the Eibishter. Hashem gives it to me. Chas v'sholom. The person that's you have to have a moon. You have to have a moon that Hashem put me. Like I said before, and the moon is that wherever Hashem puts me, I have to serve Hashem from there. Because obviously Hashem has a job. If you think about it this way, in the place called prison, really you can see it very clearly. But really, any challenge a person goes through in life, what's the challenge? Really, everybody has different flavors, you know, it's all different types. But every challenge really is telling a person, yes, it's important to serve Hashem, but not here. Yes, it's important to serve Hashem, but not in this matzah. Yes, it's important to serve Hashem, but this is going on in my life. How can tomorrow, next year, in a different situation, I can. Yeah, so the place called prison was clear like that. I got to walked into a place surrounded by lots of wolves and lions and tigers. It was a jungle. And I had to be that there were yarmulke, there were tzitzis, and it kosher. It was very easy to fall into the trap and say, okay, but not here. When I get out, then I'll serve the Eved. But what's really going on? What's really going on is that Mamas is saying this of Avraham Avinu in a small way. But not Avraham Avinu, but in a small way. But when it says, no, I'm going to put on tefillin wherever I am. If I'm not getting tefillin, I'm going to fight for it. And I'm going to put on tzitzis. I'm walking around yarmulke and tzitzis, even in this place. And I'm not worried about people beating me up because Hashem, I have to live like it wherever I am, right? So what am I doing there? What's happening is the Eved is bringing, is showing that this darkness that's claiming here, you can't be a Yid. You're showing it can be anything but that. Because if you don't do it, if you agree with it, what you're saying is, oh, there's a place in the universe where you can't serve the Ebishter. You can't do that. We're created to bring Hashem into every single place. So if a person looked at it, if a person saw their personal challenge in a different way, if a person saw the challenge as their mission in life is to bring Kedusha into this darkness, what does that mean? Because the darkness is saying, hey, you can't be, the Ebishter can't be here. Because with a situation like this, you can't serve the Ebishter. And what you say is, with a situation like this, I can't serve the Ebishter. So that you just proved in Maisa that this darkness doesn't, it cannot block the condition of the Ebishter. And that's why we were created. I had an interesting story happened to me. I say briefly, because these stories take a long time. But it's a powerful story. It gave me a lot of, I was getting a lot of mail every single day. There was like they put me in a building with like 120 other beautiful people. Many of them were killers. Because they wanted me to be in a high security place. They put me, mamish, with people that were outside. That's what I was told. There were people there that were murderers and killers. That's very nice guys. And there I was with them. And they're all standing there. And they see how I'm getting mail every single day. I realized it's going to be a problem because I saw that they were not getting mail every single day because society forgot about it. 50%, 60%, a lot of them were not getting nothing. Some people were getting some newspapers, magazines. Some people were getting some, but very... And one day a guy comes over to me, the guy comes over to me. And so I realized from the jokes they were making that there's a kinnis in the building up. And I didn't know what to do with it. I had to be there. And one day a guy comes over to me and says to me, Rabashkin, I got to ask you. Actually, they called me, I had a nickname. My nickname was Rabbi. Rabbi, I have a question for you. A genius of a question. Mamash Agurin Atzum. He asks me, why are you taking away all our mail? I'm getting a lot of mail. They're not getting it. You cook off the mensch. Like, how you begin answering such a stupid question? So I was about to walk away. But I realized that if I don't answer him, he'll think he's right also. And it went to, it was an interesting thing. They actually pushed me into the Nisayan. That's a tremendous lesson. Hashem Tov says, everything you're supposed to learn. So I tried to explain to him, look at my envelopes. I had like 8, 10 envelopes that day. I said, look, every envelope is my name. And he's still, I put my envelope, why am I taking away everybody's mail? They're not getting it, I'm getting it. And then I try to tell them, listen, I believe in God. It's getting me out of here by tomorrow. I give them a marshal. I'm out of here by tomorrow. So if I'm not here, you think you're getting more mail? If I'm going, my mail's going with me. You're not getting more mail. I say to him, listen, you know, even if you got my mail, you couldn't even read it. And I opened up a letter that was written in Yiddish. And I showed it to him. And I got a chicken by a kapora. I said, you can't read it. Of course, I don't know if I can read English either. But Yiddish, I was kind of safe. And he looks at it. Finally, I explained. And I actually told him, listen, my mail is for me, and you can't read it even. So what's the kindness in here? You know? And he left. I realized there's going to be a fight over here, so I went to the garden. I told him, listen, if you don't want to fight over here, you have to give me permission. Somebody should pick up the mail for me. So, but I was mamish. I sensed this in the shom. It feels a certain. I sensed there was a certain message I had to learn. I couldn't figure it out. I thought maybe it's kin. Anyways, I opened my eyes, and a few weeks later, I got it. Everybody going through a problem has the exact same question. Every problem has the exact same question. You find somebody that doesn't have that problem, and you wonder to the Ebishter, why can't my life not be like them? I was in a place called prison, and my whole family was outside, and my friends were outside, and they're going on with life as normal, whatever the business, building a house, whatever the family. And I'm stuck in this mental institution here for already 3 years. But why can't my life? I couldn't. So, what's the answer? Everybody has the same question. You find somebody that doesn't have that in the soil, and you ask, why can't my life be that? But what's that question saying? That you could have a different life. Right? So what's the mice with the mail? If you see your life as your mail, everybody gets the mail. And I was telling this guy, you can't get my mail because it's written to me. And even if you got it, you couldn't even read it because it was done with them. People think that they can have my faith in mention's love. What's amunah? Amunah means I had to be born where I was born. And I had to have the prayers, I had the prayers. I had to go to yeshivas that I went to, I had to have the rabbis that I went to, and I had to have the ups and the downs and the winding, everything, and I had to go to Iowa and deal with cows for how many years and build and that's my mail. Why? I said before, because the Munna means this is my job to work through the life that Hashem has given me and do like a yid. That's all it's about. That's all it's about. And if I had somebody else's life, I wouldn't know what to do with it. People think if I had the other guy's money, if you couldn't have the other guy's money, first of all, and if you had the other guy's money, you wouldn't even do it either. People always tell me, yeah, I'll try me out. But it's true. If a person just understood, and that's what he's saying over here, and ever Hashem knows, Hashem will give him everything he needs to serve him. So if he needs the money to serve him, Hashem will give him the money. Achaz will think he got it because he's a good guy and the Abisha likes him and the Abisha gives him more. So Narish, 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 Narish. The Abisha gives him more money because he's a vader, there's more money. And
Like, yeah, no,
Okay,
understand.
so I, okay, so oh, but what happens? We're staying basic now, right? So we're saying what happens if a person is missing something, he's stuck in prison, and the prison is like he can't be a yid in prison. Mister, good. So then the Eibishter wants you to accept what the Eibishter did until now and work with it as that. This is what you have to do. I just explained to you, very simple. If a person falls into a trap thinking that he can't serve Hashem in such a matzav, what he's really giving into, and I'm not judging anybody, I'm just putting it in honest words, what he's really saying is that there's a hechatim, said there's a possibility of a situation in the world where the Eibishter can't be there for you. And that's why the Eibishter creates us. The Eibishter creates us and puts us in all these different things. The Eibishter has one big, beautiful world, a lot of parts to it. And our part is part of the whole big thing, and we have to do our part. So after this whole mitzvah with the male, well, many times I just look around the room and I can't describe to you what kind of mental institution this was. I mean, I can write a book just about all the characters that I met over there. It was like, and sometimes it was funny to watch, and sometimes it was sad to watch. But it wasn't for me. And I wonder what's and this meaning, if this is what we have, our job, Amunah means, and the Erech Haim called this right, Samba. The Yesurim Kabbalah, the medicine for Yesurim is to be Makab. That's a Munna has to be the first thing. A person can never say, oh yeah, I married this and I have this kid and I have this and I have this matzav and I fell into jail and I fell into this and I bumped into the wrong friend. The Chveis is all the time this, everybody has their own thing. If you look at people's lives, you see that they should maneuver people in situations. What's it all about? Because we're here for a job. We're here to bring Munna into the world. What's into the world? The world doesn't want to accept it. So the Ebisha gives every person their specific darkness, and our job, like Avraham Avinu, was to bring into that. But nobody, see, and that's what nobody can do it other than you. Only you can have all these intricate details, right? I had to have 18 years of good years, I had to go to yeshiva, and I had to have everything about it, and then fall into such a place called prison. And there's a lot of people fall into different situations, but every situation is a different nature, different thing, and Eibishter wants that for me. And this is where the simcha comes from. Then when you do it right, I mean, you do it like a yid, the mitamol, when you see it in the soul, you're not a trauma. What's a trauma? A trauma means, that's what it's telling everybody. Traumas are here. What's a trauma? Trauma means something happened to me that damaged me, and I'm alone, and I'm changed, external things. And my life can't be the same, and it's a mistake, and it did happen. Now, if it didn't happen, I would have had a better life. You stop listening to this. It's mamish happy what you said until the last 20 minutes. And the saya means it's a purpose. Who's doing the Eibishter? The Eibishter is giving you, and you're not alone. The Eibishter is giving you keichas. It's a whole different thing. It's tudvei. It's hard. But if you change, anytime you have an urge to use the word trauma, do yourself a favor. Change it for the word nesayin. Let's just do that one little thing. Because Baruch Shem, I see over here, Aleph Hashtevus and Nesoyim main. Emit them all, the whole mass of changes. Because Nesoyim means all that. And Nesoyim means there's a purpose of what I'm going through. And Nesoyim means it's coming from the Eibishter. And Nesoyim means the Eibishter is trusting you with something. Nesoyim means the Eibishter is giving you the keichas to overcome it. And when you overcome it, you fulfill your purpose in life. It couldn't be anything better than that. And the Eibishter is happy with you. What could you get better? It's a hard job. But the hard job is not, what's the other breda? A trauma. With me about five, somebody damaged me, so I could be angry at somebody. I could be angry and I could feel a victim. I'm never a victim. No purpose to the whole thing. And my life could have been different. So, and this is where I started saying there's a lot to learn. But if anything, you get in a few weeks, we're going to have the little shop talking. If you can only see that you start using terminology in Torah, and you'll see your whole life changes for better. One of the reasons I made myself I never had a television in my house, Baruch Hashem, but in the 8.5 years I was sitting in the midst of television and mice, I never looked at a television. I never listened, and I didn't want to listen. It wasn't even hard. People said, how? Because I didn't want to take in any of their ideas. I wanted to understand my life. I wanted to understand my matzav. So the Tate explains it to me. And every time you open it up, that podcast guy was talking to you and giving you ideas, you're internalizing ideas that later when you learn Shara B'tochon or another safe, you'll find out, you know, that was wrong. But you internalize it. You got it into your system. How do you get it out of there now? And that's, so I thought myself, what if I've taken the garbage and then take the garbage out? Don't take the garbage. And faket, it could be, looking back, it could be the best decision I made was that. Not to, so if anything, you want to, what are we going to accomplish here in a few hours that we're learning? First of all, we'll get to know what Shabbat Tachon is. We'll get to better. But even more, we'll realize that when you learn how to think like a Yid, your whole life changes because the Yid thinks in a whole different term. The Yid knows he's a Chilik al-Kamimal Mamish and the Eibishter is with him and he has access to powers that are infinite and he's not locked in and he has a Keich, more Keich than anyone will tell you, right? So let's look. We have a few more. I don't know what time this thing going, but it's we started till quarter after 10 is good. Everybody's home, babies. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I said I want to Perek Aleph over here and then we'll finish for next week. So Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph is the first chapter. Obviously, the Hakdama goes on and on and on and on. But I thought because of lack of time, I just want to show you the first piece where it's clearly saying that Betochem means you trust in the Eibushter to give you that what you need. I, the Eibushter knows what you need. Why shouldn't he give it to you? As they, the Eibushter angefir devel. The Eibushter set up the world that we have to get things to our aveda. The Eibushter can do it. The Eibushter wants us to work for it. The Eibushter wants our tefillah. They want our aveda. They also wants us to become, to know him. So we have to have betochen in the Eibushter. So what's the essence of betochen? He says over here, the essence of trust is the tranquility of soul of the one who has trust, and that his heart relies on the one whom he trusts, that he will do good for him and that which is proper for him in the matter regarding which he's trusting him. It sounds like it's a word that I said, but I say it slowly. The essence of trust is, first of all, that you're not mafadaiget. Why you're not mafadaiget? And the question is how you get there. And how you get there is by learning chapter 2 and 3. But today we're establishing that betochen means, the essence of betochen means you have menuchas nafash. You're not fadaiget. Of who? Of the Beteach. The Menuchas Nefesh, the Beteach, meaning the person who's trusting, has Menuchas Nefesh. Why is it Menuchas Nefesh? Because his heart is relying on the one he trusts to do that good in what he's trusting him to do. Right? Well, so when you say a person has trust, what is he trusting? At first, by definition, if you say he's trusting something, means you're missing something. So who are you trusting? You're trusting in the one you're trusting in to give it to you. So you're so sure that the one you're trusting will give it to you, that even before he gave it to you, right? You want to follow me on top of the line. The essence of Nefesh, his heart is relying on Mishabatach Alav, and the one he trusts, and obviously, every person understands, sometimes there are aspects of what he needs. As much as he understands what's good for him. So as we will learn later, the Eibushter wants us to understand what's good for us, and everybody knows what's good for them. And the Eibushter wants us to trust him that the Eibushter will actually do for us. And if you stay with this definition of ever that needs things, so you're trusting the one you're trusting, the Eibushter, to give you that which you need to serve him, as much as you need, as you understand. Now, again, the Beteach has a munna. You can't have Beteach without a munna. The Beteach doesn't say, I'm trusting the Eibushter to give it to me, didn't give it to me, so I'm waiting. Fakert. He is serving the Eibushter with or without it. But he knows that Abraham will do it. And that's why he's Benucha. Because how do you get that trust? That's what he's going to say in Perik Beis. How do you get such a trust that you can be Benucha Nefesh even before you got it? That's where we're going to go. Now, the second problem is, sometimes a person thinks, when everybody going through a problem, always comes to the situation. I went through it myself. If you run it, you wind yourself up in a jail cell, and right away you think, boy, which Aveda did I do? What did I do? I guess that's a Zetzin cup. And maybe because I'm not worthy for Ness, why should they wish to help me? So first the answer is, if you didn't have to do tshuva, that's first. But he says like this. But the main thing is, so first of all, you see, I want to point out, I see this little dark, the shaded area is pointing out that betochen means you're asking the Eibushter to do that good but the person understands is good. So betochen actually means, yes, I need this. You assess that this is the proper path for you. And yes, the Eibushter, I'm trusting you to give it to me. And the Iker, you may not be worthy. So he says, the main thing as a result of which there will be betochen from the one who trusts. Not, who can you trust? There's only someone who is so good that will give it to you even if not worthy. That's what he says in the second part. So this taina that maybe you're not worthy cannot be there when you're talking about betochen. The Eibush, obviously, everybody wants to be worthy. But if a person in his matzav is not worthy, he has to know that from now on he's trying to do what the Eibush wants. And therefore, the Eibushter will give it to him. So I'll finish off this Perek. This is the end of the whole Perek. That's the whole Perek. It's so that is that one's heart is.